This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope Elon Musk becomes the George Soros of conservatism. I know that sounds kind of weird because when you put George Soros in anything, it becomes evil, right? Well, I mean, the Democrats don't find him evil. There has to be a yin and a yang. The problem is we don't have that yin and yang. We're the good guys. There has to be something to balance it out. Why not Elon Musk? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. One of my friends, she was a staunch leftist. Worked for Acorn. You probably remember Acorn, rather. Her name is Anita Moncrief. She was an Acorn whistleblower. Came over to our side once she figured out that the Democrats were lying to her. And we were talking one day, and she said to me, she says, Kevin, she said, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. She said, but you are the Van Jones of the conservative movement. And I said, I don't take that the wrong way. I go, I completely agree. Now, I will say this. The conservative movement doesn't treat me like the leftist movement treats Van Jones. Van Jones is living large because he's, for his voice on their side, they see him as a thought leader for what they're doing. And Van is, he's left-leaning. He's left-leaning for sure. I don't want to say he's middle of the road. But he's reasonable. You can have a conversation with Van. I met him. He's a nice guy. And he's an intellectual guy. And so I understood what she was saying. I didn't take it bad at all. And many of you are probably going, And some of you, I've been called the black male Ann Coulter. I've been called the black Rush Limbaugh. Now, of course, I did that. But somebody said it. Somebody had to say it first. Rush is back and he's black. Anyway, thanks to you guys for listening to the program. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I come on here for 2 hours. It's one voice. I don't have a lot of guests. I'm going to have some guests. We're going to start having some. But I don't have any guests. I was listening to the program one day, and I was like, man, I would be tired of listening to me.
It's not that I have a little voice like this, like Shapiro or anything.
But, you know, it's just me. And as I thought about that, and I said to myself, Kevin, is this show boring? Is it something that you would, you know, because understand that I'm hearing me all day, every day, because I'm not only in my head, I'm doing this radio show. It's funny to do this radio show and not be in your head. You have to not be thinking to do the show. I know that sounds weird, but if I stop to think about, well, Kevin, say everything perfectly and make sure all the thoughts are this or that, you're probably at times going, he jumps around a lot, and he doesn't finish a thought, or he gets this wrong, but he doesn't correct it or whatever. In my brain, it's correct. I'm guilty of all of that. Just in explaining it, I'm guilty of a lot of it. But you still get me. 24/7, I live in this brain. I take this time that I come to you to expose what's already circulating in my head. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like the disruption. It isn't that there aren't people that are really brilliant at what they do. I did an interview with a guy's name is Eric Montalvo. He rescued 4,000 people from Afghanistan against the State Department's wishes. We're going to do a video of it. We may cut it for audio and play it, you know, as a recorded conversation, because I don't like to waste those things. But it's such a tough part of my day to have to schedule all that stuff that I was like, I'd rather just do it. I'd rather just come on and do the show. But I do recognize that, you know, it can become a bit tedious because you're hearing the same voice and all the time. And I'm trying to remind myself to break it up. You used to break it up with comedy bits, and we do every now and then. Some people go, Kevin, I don't like the comedy bits. I just want to hear you. And I think to myself, really? I get it. I know that we have fun here and we deliver some good quality stuff. But there's a part of me that goes, but the comedy breaks it up. It's like the bits, the clips that we get of other people. We play. I could just explain. Yeah, Joe Biden said something stupid, and you've probably already heard the clip, either through social media or some way you got it. But we play it anyway. But I play it only to break up the monotony. I could talk right through it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. That's what I guess what I'm saying mostly. thanks for being a part of what we do. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. It used to be 3 hours a day. And I know Mongino does a one-hour podcast, that vlog or whatever, gets a ton more hits. But here's what most people say about Dan's show to me. I don't listen to his show. I listened to a piece of it one time, and it was like, I remember saying, I couldn't do it. Not my speed. It doesn't mean it's bad, just not my speed. I like what I do. That's why I listen to me. But anyway, they say, I can't take it. There's not enough variety. I agree. It's not a slam. Some people, I know radio shows, they do 3 hours, but it's the same hour repetitively over and over and over. I hosted shows like that, and I was like, man, I couldn't do this every day. It's kind of easy once you do 1 hour, you're phoning it in, but there's too much to get in 1 hour. I can't get it all in 2 hours. To be honest with you, I couldn't get it all in 5. All this to tell you that this segment, I wanted to talk about Elon Musk. They said a new platform is needed to compete with Twitter. And I remember somebody saying, why don't you buy Twitter? And I tweeted out, Elon Musk shouldn't buy Twitter. He should start something that obliterates Twitter. If he bought Twitter, he'd be buying all the people. He'd be buying the mentality. The change management is what we call it. It would be so devastating that he might as well rebuild it. Rebuild it, hire nothing but staunch conservatives, people who are going to let the truth out, and do it better than Trump. I'm sick of Truth Social. I don't know how you feel about it. I'm sick of it. Are you in? Who do you know that's in? I have a friend that's in. She's already connected with me as a friend. When am I going to get in and be a part of Truth Social? It's ridiculous. Is a new platform needed? Musk asked his 79.1 million followers. His tweet was subsequently liked over 100,000 times, shared over 9,000 times within 2 hours of posting. I hope and pray this man takes half a trillion of the dollars that he's not going to need, and he puts it into something that will have lasting meaning. Don't be surprised if he's doing this or if he's done it. Don't be surprised. That's the type of innovation this guy brings. I'm not disparaging Trump in the sense of what he's done in other areas, but in social media, he's a failure. Total failure. He could have put something together that is would be revolutionizing the upcoming midterms. I hope Elon Musk does something before we get to the next presidential election, because I would join it in a minute. I would go there and I would run that company. I'm already petitioning Elon to get, you know, just to come interview with me, because I'm going to get him. I'm going to sit down to lunch with that guy one day. I'm telling you, it's on my bucket list. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We must together work together to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be. Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen. To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time,
because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human.
We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science facts.
This virus, it has no eyes. And
And yet, it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you. It is going to be unbelievable.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
That might be one of the best mashups ever. The eye, this virus has no eyes, but it knows. This virus, the virus is amazing. When you think about the Wu flu, it's pretty doggone sophisticated. It knows when they're shooting a scene in Hollywood, you know, that, hey, when it's time to shoot the scene, don't attack anybody. They're going to take their mask off. They got to shoot the scene. It knows a height, you know, how high it should rise up and go down. In other words, if you are under, say, a 3.5-foot threshold, you're sitting down, you're good to go. Even if you're sitting down and you seated is 5'7", it doesn't matter. It knows not to bother you as long as you're seated. It's an amazing virus. Were you not inspired by those powerful words of Kamala Harris? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And it is no wonder to me why AOC says the Democrats have a major problem. She warned the Democrats, guys, we can't keep doing this stuff. She says she backs the president, but they're on two different sheets of music. She backs him, but I don't back him. I sent AOC a tweet the other day. You guys probably don't know this, unless you follow my Twitter feed, which, by the way, you should follow us. It's at TheKJNow, I believe. But find me. Connect with us on Twitter. We must do this together. We must connect, because connection is a must. So come on, give me some Kamala Harrisisms, quick producers, come up with some stuff. I used to joke with people, we would do these things where we would do opposite speak, like feet cannot be hands, and hands cannot be feet. When you want to sound so deep, you know, I'll get all Deepak Chopra on people. It is a live man that cannot see his death, but it is a dead man that cannot see his life. I'm making these up on the fly, baby. Yeah, this is good. This is good. Come on, play along. You know, driving and walking. Okay. One who drives may not wish to walk, but one who walks may wish to drive. See? You could be a guru. I might write a book on how to be a guru. That's yogi stuff right there, man. That's deep. If you delve deeper, they could do entire studies in college over what I just said. Man, I am deep. I didn't realize how deep I was. So I was just playing a game. Yeah, baby. Anyway, the Democrats are in trouble. They have Kamala Harris. She's being mocked for this nonsense. And by the way, these are stump speeches. Think about this, folks. I'm not bragging. There's a thing we have on the as a counter on our thing, on the, you know, keeps track of our radio shows. I've done over 5,000 radio shows. 5,000. Most of them were 3 hours. Okay? So that's 15,000 hours of radio. I promise you it's more than that, because we only went to Spreaker after year 6 of me doing radio. So the majority of my radio, 6 years of totally 3 hours, is not even captured in the system. I've probably done conservatively 20,000 hours of radio. Now, there's this thing. If you read the book, The Outliers, it's a 10,000 hour rule. When you've done something 10,000 hours, you're an expert. Let me tell you this about me and radio. I'm an expert. I am. I remember when I used to have to prepare, I had to have notes. I have notes right now. I could put these notes away. I don't need them. I don't. Because I already know what to say. But here's my point. Politicians can't improv a speech. They have to have a stump speech because they got to say the same thing over and over and over. I get on this radio show every single day outside of duplicate days where we do best ofs. And the occasional time where I'll say, you know, to talk about the same subject. We never talk about the same thing in the same way. Never. 20,000 hours of radio. If you say, Kevin, go make a speech. Okay, we're going to be doing comedy. There will be no comedy show that we do that will be the same. Will some of the material be the same? Yes, but the perspective will change. And if you watch 2-3 different shows, you'd still enjoy every one of them. Is there something you know that you laugh about all the time? It's not even... no matter how many times you see it, it's still funny. Politicians have to say the same crap. Listen to what we play with Kamala Harris. It is nothing but crap. And that's why AOC is concerned. She says, Biden got played by Manchin, that Biden's nostalgia for a bygone era of backroom deal making could prove disastrous for Democrats in the midterms. If that's the only thing she thinks that will be a disaster for Biden, she's way off track. She gave this interview as dumb as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. She's smart enough to see the writing on the wall. She misses why it is, but that's okay. But I sent her a note thanking her for voting against that $1.whatever trillion wet dream of Biden a while back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to blame Russian President Vladimir Putin and corporate greed for record-high gas prices. The president with a message for oil companies regarding production.
This is a time, not the time, to sit on record profits. It's time to step up for the good of your country, the good of the world, to invest in immediate production that we need to respond to Vladimir Putin.
Biden saying the nation's strategic petroleum reserve will also be putting an average of 1 million barrels of oil on the market each day in the United States. Two people were killed Thursday in the Florida panhandle when their mobile homes were toppled by a suspected tornado, one of nearly 30 that has wreaked havoc across seven South and Midwest states. The National Weather Service issuing tornado watches in Florida and Georgia. You're listening to USA Radio News. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says Ukraine can win this war against Russia and get refugees back to their homes. Ernst saying that her experience of visiting Ukrainian refugees was heartbreaking and the United States needs to do all it can to help the conflict end with Ukraine victorious.
Ukraine can win this fight. However, in order to win the fight against Russia and push out the invaders, they do need more lethal aid.
A new TMZ report says the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences lied about asking Will Smith to leave the Oscars after he slapped Chris Rock. The Academy said Wednesday they asked Smith to leave the theater after the slap, but he refused to do so. TMZ said there were debates between commercial breaks about whether to kick Smith out, but no decision was made until an Academy official approached him reportedly saying, "We do not want you to leave." This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My big brother's birthday just passed recently. The day before we're going to do our comedy event, it was the other day, March the 30th, and it made me think about him. Happy birthday, Kirk. Kirkland Anthony Jackson. Want to publicly say to you that I love you. I often think about how I grew up. Losing our mother before I turned five. My brother was 6 years old at the time. And we move in with my grandparents. We live with my stepfather for a bit. And I learned later on in life that my stepfather wanted to keep my brother, but he didn't want to keep me. He couldn't raise two kids. And I was very precocious. And even knowing that, I never felt any animosity towards my stepfather. I was a very bad little kid in the sense that I was always into something. Kind of like what I am on the radio. You can sense the type of kid I was. I'm a thorn in the side for Democrats. I'm a thorn in the side for Republicans. I'm a seeker of the truth. I'm very precocious. I'm still going to get in trouble. I mean, I'm not worthy of the grace God gives me every day. But he sees something in me because he has me working every day. Every day doing this show. Anyway, my brother, it's funny. You theoretically live in the shadow of your big brother, and I did. I lived in the shadow of my brother. He was always bigger. He was stronger for a while. But we were close enough in age that he made me competitive. He made me, you know, it was always, you can go, I want to go. You know, it wasn't like we were 3 or 4 years apart where there was such a differential in size and intellect, etc. I was always right there. And I think, he pushed me more than I pushed him. It wasn't intentional. My brother never was like, yeah, I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. He was bigger. He was stronger. He probably was smarter for a while. But I was an intellect, even at a young age. I wanted to learn. And it wasn't competitive with my brother. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, this will confuse you a little bit because I talk about my older brothers and my sisters and all that. Black people, we have very convoluted family types. It's cousins and people that we've met that we treat like family. So, but this is my biological brother, not my cousin. He's 15 months older than I am. So he's close enough. I used his license to get out of a ticket. He gave me his practice, his paper license when he got his real license. And I drove the car in the little city where we grew up in Brady. Cop sees me, pulls me over. I handed my brother. I wasn't doing anything wrong. My brother knew he could do that and I wasn't going to get him arrested. Because that's what happened to some people. Jussie Smollett did that to his family. Did y'all know that? He got his brother arrested. Gave his brother's name when he got pulled over for something. Bad dude. I didn't. I got pulled over, handed my brother's paper license. The guy looked at me like, you're too little of me. I was like, yeah, whatever. Give me back my paper license. Took off. But my brother was good enough to do that. He gave me fake IDs, what have you. But we grew up thick as thieves, boy. So my grandma said, y'all thick as thieves, boy. And we were thick. I doted on him. He doted on me. I didn't realize how much until later in life, but I doted on my big brother. I couldn't imagine growing up without having my big brother. And it wasn't that he was overly protective, but he was protective. And there came a point one time I remember in our lives where some guys were like messing with us. And this was at a point where, honestly, I think I could take my big brother. I think I was always a better fighter. But my brother put his arm up aside like, nah, man, I got this. I got this. And he really thought he was protecting me. And I remember thinking to myself, I think I could beat him up better than my big brother. But let him go ahead and feel that way. I wanted him to feel big brotherish. And so here's why I'm telling you this. For many years, my brother, one time he wrote me a letter and he said, "Dear big little brother." And he went on to apologize because he was living with me in my apartment. And I think I lived in Inglenook Apartments. I can barely remember it. I had gotten a larger apartment. No, I didn't. My brother slept on the couch. And anyway, he was trying to get his life together. And I didn't make a lot of money, but I was working. And so he said to me, "Man, I need to get back in college," because he didn't finish at A&M. And I said, "Okay, well, what do you need?" He says, "I got to take some classes." I said, "Okay, well, go to the community college." And I said, he goes, "Man, I don't have the money." I said, "I'll pay for it." So I paid for it. And a couple months later, I get some notification. It's like, "Dad," I get a notification, "Kirk has not been showing up to classes and he is flunking." And man, I was livid. I didn't care what he wanted to do with his life. You don't have to go to class or whatever. But don't ask me for money that I barely have and not go to class. So we almost had it out. I threw every bit of his furniture out of my apartment. I literally picked up his sofa. People will think I'm joking. I picked up this sofa. It looked like, you know, I was holding it. I mean, I picked it up from the edge. Picked it up. I tossed it over my balcony, out my double doors. Tossed that sofa off my balcony. I heard it crunch. People were coming out looking like, "What in the heck?" I threw his TV. This is when TVs were big old cathode ray tube CRT, but it's not critical race theory. But this TV probably weighed, I don't know, 70 pounds. I picked that TV up. Crunch. Crashed on the ground. I threw his clothes out of my house and said, "Get out." Man, and he was ready to fight. But I'm telling you, this is by this point, he knew game on. I mean, because we were both adults at this point. He knew my career as a martial artist. It was over. But he wanted to fight. But and I was like almost begging him to, because it was like, this is the day you need a butt whooping from your bro. But he wrote me a letter, "Dear big little bro." But here's what I'm not telling that story to cast this, you know, aspersions on my brother. I was so disappointed in him and is how he felt about my money. He'd done it a couple times before. A total disdain. I bail him out, no big deal. I bail him out again, no big deal. But I want to say on his birthday, you know, which I was the other day because I didn't do anything on it, is that he was more of an inspiration to me than I've told him. And it isn't because I'm like, "Oh, I ain't going to tell him he's an inspiration to me." I'm not going to do that. I would never do that. I talk about my cousin, Larry, who is like my big brother. He's 9 years older than I am. And he was, because he lived with us much of his life, especially the formative years for me and many of the formative years for him. And we've had this conversation. And he says, "Man, I got to tell you, Kev," he says, "I think of you and Kirk as like my brothers." I mean, we're not saying it like you have friends and you're, "Yeah, you're like a bro." I mean, you have no blood. We have blood together. So it isn't like we're too far off base. But he's saying, "No, I feel that." And I know exactly what he's saying because I feel the same way. That brother, it has imprinted on me in ways I've talked about on this show. He made me think differently from an early age. And because of that, it's the reason why many of you probably come to listen to the show. Now, there are people tuning in going, "Kevin, why are you telling this story?" Because it's my show. That's number one. And number two, I want to pay homage to my brother. It may not seem like it, but I am. I mentioned when my great-grandfather died, all of us were in tears. We're like, sniffling, uncles, older. And my brother was as stoic as could be. I have never had more respect for a person than that day. Because a guy that meant the most to me in the world had died. And my brother, he kept patting me every now and then. He wouldn't look at me because he knew I would just break down. But he would put his arm around me and he would just pat my shoulder. Like, it's okay. He didn't say anything. I couldn't have taken anything, man. When Pawpaw died, it was like, you know, and you're trying to be a man. And it was like I was in a gas chamber. If you ever been to the gas chamber, like it's at San Diego Depot or wherever for Marine Corps or in Camp Lejeune, when you come out of there, you got snot dripping. You know, you're just a shell of a person. Every place you can ooze liquid, it's coming out. And that's the way I was. I would have had. That was the way it felt. And I looked at my other uncles, older people than my brother and myself, and they were just as bad, man. Lips, you know, jaws quivering because we lost our patriarch. And my brother was stoically strong and asked him, how could you be like that, man? I literally asked him, I said, man, I don't know how you did it. He said, man, my relationship with God. That's what it took. That's what it took for me to go, I want that. I want to feel that way. Now, you know, my brother has cried at other funerals, but, you know, I mean, I've seen him. It's not like, you know, he's a robot. But I'm just saying that day, it got me, made me think. And as I look back, my brother lost his hair. He put this chemical in his head. He lost his hair. Couldn't grow hair for a long time. His hair never grew in normally because it literally was lye-based product that burned his scalp. And he lived with that his whole life. And he got teased about it. But, man, you would never know. I mean, by the way, I would fight you to the death if you teased my brother. Even to this day, I will fight you to the death if you teased my brother. But he took it. And he built friendships. He dated really pretty girls and married a beautiful woman. And you know, never thought about it. I was like, man, I would have been devastated if that happened to my hair. I would have gotten around it, but I would have been devastated. My brother, it rolled off like a water on a duck's back. So anyway, he hit a threshold, a milestone this year for his birthday. One of them 0 years, you know. And I just wanted to give him a tribute. We don't see each other that often, but we get on the phone and we clown. We remember the stuff we did as kids. And, man, it is so refreshing to know how we grew up together and how tight we are, even though we don't spend as much time together. Love you, bro.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Congress, D.C., D.C., D.C. Wow, man, if you haven't spent any time in D.C., cesspool. I hate D.C. We took our kiddo to there and went to the Smithsonian. There's like 4 or 5 Smithsonians. You know, I get it. There's all the information there. The Bible Museum, I went there to that. It was amazing. You got to see it. The Black History Museum, all that. You got to check it out. But I hate it. It's a city. It's so void of humanity. I can't describe it. I'm not telling you not to go. And I do think, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I love the significance of it. And maybe I've been so many times now that it's like, eh, it's like Paris. That's okay. You know, you tell people, yeah, man, I was in Paris to you. Oh, you were in Paris. Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, there are things about Paris that you go, wow, that's so cool. You know, and Kevin, were you at the Champs-Élysées? And did you go to the Arc de Triomphe? And did you go to Moulin Rouge? And yeah, I went all those places many times. And it's cool. You get your pictures, and I love French cuisine. I do. Yeah, I love. I'm a true Francophile. I love it. That's why I studied the language. That's why I lived there for a little while. But boy, whew, you go there and you're like, yuck. It's like San Francisco. Yuck. Used to be so much. Used to feel so much better. Anyway, D.C. is like that for me. And I think that when a city loses its way and suddenly it goes away from what is the feel of the city to this woke, to this social engineering that everything you touch, for example, when you would go places in America now, like San Francisco, oh, where's your mask? Are you vaccinated? What's that? I can't just come here and enjoy your city like a human being. I think that put a stench on a lot of stuff for me. Well, that and crime. And, you know, and the geopolitics. When I was there in Paris the last time, for example, Macron was trying to be a Tommy tough butt with Trump. And you're sitting there going, can you just chill? Can y'all just chill? I mean, America's bigger, better. We're bigger, better, badder. We're all of that. Then you. Just chill. Get over yourselves. And it's not a slam to them. It just, it is what it is. You know, I talk about America and metaphorically, and I say, Lady Liberty compared to other countries, I mean, she, you know, she's a little aged, but she, you know, her breasts are still perky. You know, she still can use her feminine wiles to attract people. These, like, compared to these other countries, their breasts are hanging down to their belly buttons. They look like crack chicks turning tricks in the, you know, basements. So, yeah, I do. I think Lady Liberty is absolutely gorgeous. And if you've ever been married to a woman and she's had your babies, the way America's had her babies, and you look at her, you see nothing but beautiful stuff. You don't see a stretch mark or, you know, a little extra weight. You look at her, oh, she's gorgeous. That's what Lady Liberty represents. But not up in D.C. In D.C., she's a crack prostitute. Trying to you give me $10, I'll do stuff for you. That's what Lady Liberty is. For the Democrats. Suckers. Anyway, I say all this to bring up Madison Cawthorn. He's a young, good-looking dude. Republican out of North Carolina. And they say he raised eyebrows when he claimed that leaders he looked up to in D.C., invited him to orgies, and had also done cocaine in front of him. And what's funny, they report this story like he's a kook. Here's what he went on to say. The sexual perversion that goes on in Washington, I mean, being kind of a young guy in Washington, an average guy is probably 60 or 70. They called him the extremist, a lawmaker said during an interview posted last week on the right-wing YouTube channel Warrior Poet Society. I look at a lot of these people, a lot of them that I've looked up to all my life. I've always paid attention to politics, Cawthorn said. Then all of a sudden you get invited to, oh, hey, we're going to have a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come. Then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy. They want you to believe he's a kook. This didn't happen. Commentators observe, here's what let me say this. He says, the lawmaker also said that Washington elites had used cocaine in front of him. He didn't offer any names or further details. A representative for Cawthorn did not immediately return HuffPo's request for more information. Commentators observe that the 26-year-old staunch conservative and supporter of Donald Trump doesn't seem to admire many Democrats, implying he's throwing some GOP colleagues under the bus. So here's what's interesting about this article written in the Huffington Post. They attach him to Trump. They make sure you know he's a staunch conservative. He's only 26 years old. For goodness sake, he's younger than AOC. And they imply, look, let me tell you what it is. He's smart enough, is Madison Cawthorn, to not mention names. They want him. Would you care to elaborate? Nope. So what they do then is they go, well, he's associated with Trump. And he's a staunch conservative. He must be talking about conservatives. But then they throw it, well, he doesn't like Democrats, but he also doesn't like some of these GOP. Well, is that any different than you feel? See, I know a propaganda campaign to make a guy bad. I know one when I see one. This is a 26-year-old up-and-comer. He's still wet behind the ears. He still has a lot to learn. But he won a race in North Carolina and became a lawmaker at the age of 26. I hope he's out before he turns 40. I hope he learns enough. I hope he, it's like a job where you go in, you learn enough about the job to become really needed, and then you leave. And you know what they ask you to do? They ask you to come on as a consultant. I hope most of our people start out like Madison Cawthorn. The future of the Republican Party is Madison Cawthorn's that limit themselves. Go get 10, 15, 20 years max as a politician, then get out and then start fixing the problem. See, you're not going to have your, he won't have his black belt in politics till he's been in that office at least 10 years. And then he should learn a little more, then leave. And that's when you become a master. That's when you get into the Hall of Fame. When people recognize the amount of work that you've done. And they say, we're inducting this dude. He's transcended the kicks and the punches and the chokeouts, you know, the holds. He's transcended that. He's now reached mental status of a mental giant. In this, the guy can say a word and stop people, stop an army. That's how good he is. He's telling you the truth about D.C. The leftists don't want you to believe, oh, he's there, he's a staunch conservative, he's a Bible-thumping, sanctimonious conservative who supported Trump. How dare he come out and say these things? Ha! You know, sure. Yeah, orgies going on in D.C. Yeah, right. People snorting cocaine and doing other illicit drugs. Next thing he'll tell you that there's illicit sex and people are screwing around on one another and that people have, you know, compromising information about other people and they use that in order to make laws. Yeah, that's what he'll tell you next. Because he's trying to gain your confidence. Probably. I can tell you this. I've been to D.C. a lot of times. Never been invited to any of those parties. Maybe if I hang out with Kavanaugh, I will, right? Oh, my goodness. I've never been invited to anything like that. I don't do drugs, so, you know, I can't say I've ever had any issue with drugs. I haven't. You know, I've never been invited. Maybe most people knew. Oh, you know what? I was at a thing the other day, and some guys were vaping CBD, or like marijuana, vaping marijuana oil, I guess. And the guy goes, hey, you want to hit this? I was like, no, I just passed it over to somebody else. It didn't even dawn on me till just now that happened. Anyway, back to Madison Cawthorn. Young guy in D.C., trying to expose things. They want to ruin his reputation. They want you to think he's a kook. They want Marjorie Taylor Greene-esque. Think of her what you want. I don't know. I haven't had any bad run-ins with her, even though a friend of mine told me a story I'll tell another day. But they want all our side to be kooks, but their side's good. They haven't done anything wrong over there. And he's a kook for telling you about the dirty inside dealings. It's like James O'Keefe. They want this man arrested. They raided his offices. They sicked the FBI on him. They keep lawsuits on him. They want you to think he's a bad guy. They want to sue him into oblivion, and all he does is win. Let's help Madison Cawthorn win. This is the guy that seems like he wants to tell us the real deal in D.C.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.